We welcome back to the program Maine native, longtime star of the smash HBO series Veep, Tim Simons joins us. Hello there, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. If the sound is a little bit weird, I'm on the road back up from Palm Springs. I was working on a job in Palm Springs, and I'm driving back to Los Angeles.
Well, be safe while you're on with us. Can you tell us what you're shooting?
Actually, I can, because it just got announced yesterday. I'm working on a movie called Don't Worry, Darling, which is it's like a horror thriller directed by Olivia Wilde.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, man, last one was fantastic. So, and you're in it.
I know. I loved it, too.
That's wonderful stuff there. But I want to really focus on what you're doing to help out folks right here in your home state of Maine this Sunday. A terrific fundraiser to benefit the Maine Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. A little Q&A with you, moderated by David Mandel, your Veep showrunner, and Tony Hale making a guest appearance. How cool is this?
I'm really excited about it. This came to be because one of my best friends growing up, we met in the eighth grade. I went to Maranico High School and Middle School. We met in the eighth grade. He's been one of my best friends forever. He is running for State Senate District 18. His name is Gabe Perkins. And he's incredible, and he got a lot of help from the Senate Democrat campaign committee. And so trying to raise money for them, because they have a lot of races that they are helping out, including his. And one of the things I'm so excited about, not only to try to help Gabe and help the Democratic committee, is I've really seen, with the help of Dave Mandel, our showrunner, how important down ballot races are and how important local elections are. And of course, like, national elections matter too. National senators, Senate races, congressional races, they all matter, but, you know, change starts small, and that counts for down ballot races. And so any help that I can, I'm trying to get word out about them.
Well, and Republicans figured it out before the Democrats did, that if you control the state legislatures, then you also control how those congressional districts are drawn up. And you're right, everything starts locally, and that's how you build your lasting power.
Exactly. And I think that was something that I certainly learned far too late, would only get involved with things sort of on the national level. And I think my attention to that will definitely change moving forward.
Well, this is
It should also just be like a fun hang if you're a fan of the show, or even if you just like a vulgar joke, then it'll be a good hang. We're doing it Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
And we'll post this...
No, 4 p.m.
4 p.m.,
sorry,
right.
4 p.m.
4 Eastern time, 1 p.m. West Coast time, and as we mentioned, Tony Hale will be a part of it with you as well, and we'll also post this link on our website so people can find it, but you can sign up at actblue.com/donate/MEVEEP, and that can get you on board to be a part of this on Sunday. And Tony Hale, I'm just one of the most brilliant comedic actors out there. Everything he does is gold.
Absolutely. I've never met a funnier person. I've also never met a nicer person. Like, he grew up in the Florida panhandle. Like, he has no interest in Maine politics, but was willing to jump into this because that's just how nice of a guy he is. And as another Maine connection, Dave Mandel, our showrunner's wife, is a Maine native. I believe she is from South Poland. I think, God, I hope I have that right. She's going to be so mad if I call her out, if I put her in the wrong town on the radio.
And I see Julia Louis-Dreyfus gave you a little shout out for this event as well on social media.
She did. Yeah. Julia has been incredible throughout. We've been doing a lot of fundraisers. She, of course, spoke on the fourth day of the Democratic National Convention. She's been doing a lot of fundraising. We had a Veep reunion show for the Wisconsin Democrat, I think we raised over $500,000 and got, I think, over 200 people to volunteer for Wisconsin Democrats. So that was really exciting. So Julia has been really putting a lot of work in to raise money and raise awareness. And so she was cool. It was great. She was like, she helped out promoting this as well.
And that was great. I had a chance to watch that. Man, Wisconsin Democrats have been coming up big with some of these reunions that were put together. But it was a reminder, and not that I needed reminding, because I've always been aware of it. But I'm sure you now with a little bit of time behind you, do you look at your time on Veep and just shake your head at what a crazy talented ensemble you had to work with?
I do. I honestly can't believe it. Like in a way that in a way that your brain will normalize anything. I think after a certain point, it was like, oh, it's very normal with seven different legendarily funny people. And you're just kind of like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go to work today. And it just happens to be with those people. But no, looking back, I mean, especially when we go back and when we did that reunion, it's also very funny. It's been a couple years since we've been on set together. You just immediately fall back into a rhythm with those people. We spent 8 years together, very, very tightly together, working together. And it kind of gets in the bones. It sticks in there. It doesn't leave so easy.
We're talking with Tim Simons here on Downtown. Well, you know, we talked about it with you right before the final season, that it was a challenge by the last season of the show to have a satire of a world that already seems stranger than fiction. And it's just, well, it's gotten worse in the last 2 years.
No, it really has. I don't think, I mean, being very honest, I don't think the show could have continued. There's no way to keep up. And I've even made this joke with Dave, that like if you go back and look at the last season, like the chicken pox viral truth caboose tour, when that was happening, I was like, all right, this is a little broad. Like, you know, a lot of times dramatic, like, but like this is broad, but it's just kind of like we're speaking to a larger sort of anti-science viewpoint. But this specific thing would never happen. And then Donald Trump announces like he's like out of the hospital in like 5 days and immediately gets back on the road and just starts going after like in-person crowded venue after crowded venue. And it's like, oh, I guess it wasn't too broad. The idea that there's just like a super spreader victory tour that's going around, like a super spreader political rally tour. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, in this day and age, Jonah Ryan seems like the reasonable moderate.
He does. We would be better off right now under a Jonah Ryan administration.
Well, he'd have my vote, that's for sure. Well, listen, Tim, we don't want to keep you because you're trying to get back home, get a little break here. But so happy we were able to catch up and talk about this again. Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern time, a wonderful Q&A, a bit of a Veep reunion with Tim Simons, Tony Hale, showrunner David Mandel, a Q&A about the show and about the importance of these down ballot races that are so vital to the future of our country here, all to benefit the Maine Senate Democratic Campaign Committee. You can sign up for it and get more information again at actblue.com/donate/MEVeep. Tim, always great to talk with you. Thanks for doing this and thanks for this great fundraiser and helping out the people of Maine.
My pleasure.
Tim Simons with us here on Downtown.